This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, getting ready to talk with Jeff Fry. I think Mike's got to pick up the phone and call him real quick, and we'll hang out and talk with him in just a moment. A lot of people texting in, and I want y'all to keep texting in. I love this. I don't care what you guys talk about. I'm going to be tuning in. I've seen a lot of that from our friends, our Tolos here, and it's an absolute blast because, look, I consider this thing family. My favorite part of my day is coming into work. I love going home and spending time with my family, but I spend as much time with Kevin and now Mike, Colby, Reggie, all these guys. I've spent as much time with these guys as I do my family during the year, and Shippy and I see more of each other than I know Shippy has ever wanted to see of me.
No. This is great. I'm loving this, dude.
Nice. I love working with Shippy.
Yeah, I love working with you, man.
It's a blast, man, and we should all love more. Here's my thing, and I ask the question of how have you changed things? And some people are like, man, I'm tough. I ain't changing nothing. We're all overreacting. And I get that. And some people are like extreme overreacting, and they're about to go recluse. I get that too. And I think it's appropriate to react the way you want. I also think it's appropriate to try and help others out if you can. One of the things you may or may not know about me is I have a daughter that has a neurological disorder. And she spends a lot of time in and out of hospitals. We go to doctor's offices. Today, she's getting IVIG, and she is going to be getting basically it's the same infusion that Travis Frederick got, and she's been doing it for a few months now. But we were fortunate enough that we can do it in home, and so she's at home today. But I worry about her a lot. Because of all the visits we have to do, all the things that I don't know about her brain. You know, like I'm constantly worried about her. So now add this on top of it. As a parent, we're already worried about our kids. We already try and slide that mirror under their nose every night just to make sure they're breathing. But, you know, I think with that addition to things, sometimes it gets very stressful. So this is, for me, it's a great therapy. On the line with us right now is former Texas Rangers baseball player and current PVC pipe icon, Jeff Fry. Jeff, how's it going today, man?
I'm good, fellas. How are y'all?
Well, Jeff, we catch you in crazy news time because over the last hour, a lot of different things are getting canceled. Are you out at spring training right now?
No, I'm actually in Fort Worth right now.
Okay, because I saw you tweeted me the other day. You ran into the scout who signed me. So I was like, well, maybe you guys are out at spring training watching some baseball games.
That was actually at Weatherford Junior College tomorrow. I just happened to go to a ball game, see one of the guys I'm representing, and there was Jim Stevenson sitting there in the stands.
Well, that's awesome. So let's talk about your Facebook, Twitter, your social media, and what you've decided to do as your New Year's resolution, because it is really fun, and you're informing me on new techniques. Let's talk about what you're doing with Twitter hitting coaches.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, Mike. I mean, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was watching a video. A bunch of my buddies send me these funny videos they see on Twitter and stuff. So I started thinking about it, and I got my son out there to film me making this funny video. And just put it on Twitter to see what would happen. And, like, my buddies texted me, go, dude, you got 400 hits. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And next thing I know, it's like 10,000. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I started thinking about it. I was like, this is fun, you know. And then the backlash I got from all these people teaching this ridiculous stuff, you know, inspired me to do even more. So I found myself thinking about more and more things I could do. So I make another video with my other son videoing me in the backyard. And it gets like 70,000 hits. Now I have bunch of guys I played with, guys I played against, scouts, coaches, everybody jumping on board saying somebody needs to expose these guys. And I mean, I'm just having a lot of fun with it. I'm really doing it as mocking these things, not trying to be mean or hateful in any way.
Well, Jeff, I'll be very honest. At first, I was like, Jeff Fry's being an ass right now. And then I started watching more of the videos. I was like, this is hilarious content on social media right now. And I was wondering, like, what is the balance? Are there more guys that are like, hey, jackass? Or are there more people that are like, I really support this?
All the people that have played this game at you know, beyond Little League are on my side.
Okay.
It's basically the guys who are trying to teach this stuff that are probably making a living doing this stuff that are all up in arms. And, you know, I'm not trying to take away anybody's livelihood or anything like that. I just think there's, qualified people out there that can teach kids how to hit and not teach them a softball swing.
So Jeff Fry joining us right now on 105.3 The Fan. You're an agent, so you have major leaguers, you have minor leaguers in professional baseball. I was wondering this, have your guys that you have under your client list, have they ever tried any of these techniques? Have they ever had a professional coach? So somebody that's in, whether it's the Rangers organization or Yankees organization, whoever it is, have they ever tried to teach them some of these techniques that these Twitter hitting coaches are doing?
Not to my knowledge, Mike, but I wouldn't be surprised. I actually talked to a guy who had a great big league career the other day. He direct messaged me on Twitter and said, keep it up. I can't say much because I work for an organization, and we just hired a PVC hitting coach.
So what do we do with the PVC?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I usually use it for, like, sprinkler systems and things like that in the yard or – but apparently you can learn how to hit with it. I don't know. I mean, I actually went to friggin' Home Depot the other day and bought some PVC pipe and I made a PVC pipe necklace and people are like, just as all as a joke. And it's like, when can I get a PVC pipe necklace? And I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, you should sell them online.
Man, they're about to sell like hotcakes, dude. They're about to sell like hotcakes. I do wonder, and, I talked to Mike about baseball a lot. I'm a big baseball fan, played baseball through high school, and love the sport. And but I love talking with Mike because he played at the big league level. You played for the Texas Rangers at the big league level. And if you make it that far, you learn something along the way. I always ask Mike, the intricate things about pitching. I do wonder, what did you always find were the best things for you to grow as a hitter?
Practice and, confidence. I was telling a friend the other day this. It's like, we used to sit around after the games, have a cold beverage or two after the games, talk about what happened during the course of the game, talk about hitting, maybe the way pitchers attacked you and what your thoughts were about your approach and things. But I never once remember talking about a swing and, the arc of your swing or the launch angle of your swing. It was always your timing. Timing was the most important thing. Timing. If you're on time, you got a chance. If you're late, you have no chance. You're better to be early than late. And it was always, just little intricate things we all talked about, and every one of us was different. Every one of us had a different swing. And what I'm seeing on these Twitter videos is everything's off of a tee. Well, the ball's not moving. It's like hitting a golf ball on a tee. It's not moving. So anybody can hit a ball off a tee. That's why they have T-ball. That's why kids start playing T-ball when they're 6 years old, because it's easy. When the ball is moving, coming out of an arm, and every pitch is different location and different speed, that's when you separate the men from the boys.
Now, the other thing, too, that we talked about, Jeff, on just talking to each other and texting each other is I'm not saying that those guys are right on Twitter, but for certain guys, like you brought up the other day with me, Aaron Judge, who's 6'7", 6'8", and almost 300 pounds. He's 30 pounds away from 300 pounds. He has to have this big downward angle because he's so tall. So some of that swing, if you're like, hey, we want to copy Aaron Judge, Well, Aaron Judge is stronger than almost every player in Major League Baseball and taller than almost every Major League player in baseball. So that kind of makes sense. But when you're trying to teach, let's just take my son, for example, who's 11 years old, who weighs 75 pounds and, you know, is really short for his age. It doesn't make sense to teach my kid, hit the ball as high as you can, because maybe it'll get over the shortstop's head and won't, and it'll fall in between the left fielder and the shortstop. So we were talking about this, just a lot of what they're teaching doesn't make sense for most people playing this game.
No, and, you know, the main guy being used as an example is Aaron Judge. Like you said, he's 6'8", 275 pounds, and he can inside out a ball 400 feet to the opposite field. If I did that, it's maybe a blooper over the second baseman's head. You know, so you see kids launching the balls to center field, and Little League, those are outs. Those are fly balls to the center fielder. And, you know, I think the one key, Mike, is that we're all different. You watch a Major League Baseball game, nine hitters on each team, you'd be hard-pressed to find any two guys that hit exactly the same.
If I'm a dad, which I am, I got three kids, if I'm a dad out there listening right now, and or if I'm a kid out there listening right now, when it comes to what do I need to do to make sure my kid has a good swing? What do I need to tell him? Just go hit off a tee every night? Do I need to pitch to him every night? Is that the best option right there?
Yeah, and at that age, I say go in the backyard with your friends and have fun and play. And the reason Mike and I played this game our whole lives was because it was fun. And the swing itself, in my opinion, is not important. Everybody has a different swing. You just go out there and work on hitting the ball hard on the line. And, you know, for small guys like me, I was taught to hit the ball on the ground. If I hit a pop-up, I'd get yelled at. If I hit a fly ball, I'd get yelled at. So I didn't try to hit fly balls. I tried to get on base. And the game has evolved, obviously. The home runs and the strikeouts have changed so much of the game. But for kids, it's hit the ball hard on the line. The more times you hit the ball hard, the better chance you get. I mean, look at Hunter Pence's swing over the years. I mean, you know, he's been criticized as having one of the ugliest swings, the most awkward swings in baseball. He's played 15 years, and he's been pretty good at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. I love that part of it because that's why we played as kids. That's why we played in high school. It was fun to be around your friends, fun to go set up the chair and play a wiffle ball tournament in the backyard on a Saturday. It was always a blast. I do one of my videos that I'm trying to suggest to Mike is – you know how you can get the tree trimmer and it's got the really long pole and you got the saw on the end of it? I'm thinking about getting that thing out there, setting up a golf tee and teaching people how to hit the ball over the trees. What do you think about that, Jeff?
Hey, man, that's a good one. We'll put it in the repertoire. I'll talk to my production crew and we'll – you know, my uncle growing up was a tree trimmer, so he may have one of those laying around.
So, Jeff, how many – I know you've put out some – how many more ideas do you have? Because this is good, and it has caught on social media. How many more ideas do you have right now that you're ready to, you know, start producing?
Oh, I've already got one ready to be released any day, Mike. And it's crazy. Like, when I first started this, I was goofing off. I just went out in the garage and started looking for stuff I could mess around with. And now I'm, like, constantly thinking about the next one, and people are sending me videos. Hey, make one of this next time. Make one of this next time. So I think I'm just scratching the surface of this, and I'm just going to have fun with it and see where it goes. Good.
Well, you opened up my eyes because the old man that has the big belly and he's teaching all these people how to swing and he's falling down while he's doing it. I was like, man, I didn't even know this stuff was out there and people were actually doing stuff like that. And it was fun just watching y'all's back and forth on Twitter as he was defending himself. So
he challenged me. He offered to buy me a plane ticket and
during coronavirus
and put me up in a hotel. This is kind of before all this last week stuff. Put me up in a hotel and challenged me to hitting contests, exchanging ideas, and I guess hitting off a tee when the ball's not moving.
Well, good. Is there any way that you can do that and then videotape that happening?
You know, I just don't think it's a winning situation. I'm supposed to win that battle, right?
Yeah. Well, Jeff, man, hey, thanks so much. And keep up the good work because that is really fun watching that. And you're opening up my eyes to all the different, I guess, online hitting coaches. I didn't know that this was happening.
You're welcome, man. I appreciate you guys having me on there. You know, I listen to you guys every day, and you know, I think you're the most knowledgeable baseball person on the radio in the Metroplex, and I just appreciate you guys' show. I really enjoy it.
Absolutely, man. Jeff. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. We really appreciate your time.
Okay, guys. You guys have a good day.
There he goes. Jeff Fry at 03JFry. Follow him on Twitter and check out some of these videos. I'm not joking, Mike. Like, Jeff Fry is one of my childhood heroes because I'm a lifelong Rangers fan. I just am. And so I remembered him getting the call up. I remembered his that triple that he hit off the wall. All those things, man. So it's really cool to be able to Mike is best friends with just everybody in baseball. You're so lucky, Mike. That's
not
so
really.
Awesome. It's so cool, though.
Some people dislike me.
The ACC tournament has officially been canceled, and on 1053thefan.com right now, it appears that every NCAA tournament that championship.
They just had on Jay Billis. That was right before we went back on the air at 11, so that changed?
Yeah, that changed according to Shippy Shipman.
Yeah, from Jeff Goodman. 50 seconds ago.
There you go. Wow. So, man, listen.
So it's over. All college basketball's over for this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like it is. And that is, things are happening quickly. From Mike Fisher, sources tell him the Cowboys are working on a staff-wide conference call aiming for around 2 o'clock today to discuss coronavirus-related work issues. He will have a full story soon. So great to talk with Jeff Fry. Go check out his videos because, hey, we might have to spend a lot of time just hanging out and watching videos for a while.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.